Hello again. It's Ken Morgan here with this week's classic movie presentation from South Plainfield Library. Now, we at the library are very aware of recent events. Very aware, believe me. And we really hope you're all safe and sound and recovering from the remnants of Ida. Things are very tough for many of you, so we hope today's movie will cheer you up, if only for about 100 minutes or so. Appropriately for Labor Day weekend, we're featuring a Jerry Lewis movie. In this case, it's the one widely considered his best. It's The Nutty Professor, his version of Robert Louis Stevenson's classic Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde, here presented as awkward nerd Junius Kelp and handsome, self-centered Buddy Love. While researching this movie, I was surprised by a couple of points. First, this was not the first appearance of the Kelp character. Lewis first used the persona in 1958's Rockabye Baby, one of the few Jerry Lewis movies I haven't seen yet. And the other is that this was not the first movie to feature an awkward Jekyll type and a suave Hyde type. Hammer Films did a comedy called The Ugly Duckling a few years earlier on the same concept, but I don't believe it was released in the U.S., and I haven't seen it yet. I'll let you know if I do. Lewis's version, though, is the definitive presentation of the idea. It was his fourth movie as director, and he co-wrote the script with frequent collaborator Bill Richmond. There were also several other people in the cast and crew who frequently worked with Jerry, including composer Walter Scharf and actors Del Moore, Kathleen Freeman, Milton Frome, and Buddy Lester. TV fans will also recognize Howard Morris, best known for his work on the pioneering comedy series Your Show of Shows, and as nutty Ernest T. Bass on The Andy Griffith Show. The Nutty Professor remains Jerry's most acclaimed movie, being named to the National Film Registry in 2004. It was, of course, remade by Eddie Murphy in 1996, and I found out there's a direct-to-TV sequel, which Jerry worked on, which was released in 2008. Haven't seen that one either. Well, at least not yet, anyway. Now, the ongoing controversy about this movie is the belief by some critics that Buddy Love was meant as a mean parody of Jerry's former partner Dean Martin. Lewis, however, always denied this, saying instead it was his swipe at every obnoxious hipster jerk he'd ever run across. Personally, I'll go with Jerry's version on this. Now, don't forget the links to the movies we've shown are still listed over on our website at www.southplainfield.lib.nj.us. And we still want to hear your comments and suggestions. Please email them to kmorgan@southplainfield.lib.nj.us. Please post them on our Facebook page or call us at 908-754-7885. Thanks again for stopping by and supporting us, even at this stressful time. And now, from Paramount in 1963, here's The Nutty Professor. Hope you like it.